BBC, Holby City, starring Joseph Milson as Luke, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, Rosie Marshall as Jack, and James Anderson as Oliver. Fresh Blood by Rob Kinsman. Previously.
If you're going to be this pathetic when we move in together, I'll free you from a tour builder myself.
Miss Broadhurst is a consultant. She is not Mr. Hemingway's temporary cover. Although, like him, she is a fellow.
Well, then why are we here? Why do we all have to be in one small room?
What the hell are you doing?
What are you so afraid of, Luke?
Frank?
I really want to know.
Don't speak to me like that again.
Eddie looks furious. It's night time as a dark-haired woman gets out of a taxi, pauses for a moment, then strides up to the main entrance to the hospital. The automatic doors slide open, and the woman enters under the sign, "Welcome to Holby City Hospital." In a warm hooded coat, blue jeans, and with a leather satchel-style bag slung over her shoulder, she pauses by a security guard. The young woman, Tara, smiles to herself as the lift doors close. She gets out on level 6, the Darwin ward, then walks smartly along the corridor. Glancing through windows as she goes, Tara then approaches a nurse.
Hi, I'm here to see Miss Naylor. She's expecting me.
She's there.
Miss Naylor!
Yes.
Tara Lowe, so pleased to meet you.
Ugh.
Tara frowns as Jack flounces off. Eddie drops some paperwork as Luke passes.
Watch it.
Health and safety and have a field day.
Well, I'm not planning on leaving them here. Thank you. You're going somewhere?
We've all got somewhere to be.
It's all right. I can handle this. You're obviously in a hurry.
Okay.
Say hello from me.
Hmm?
Rachel's leaving, do. I presume that's where you're going.
Rachel's leaving?
Yep.
No one told me. Who's Rachel?
Enjoy yourself.
I won't be attending.
So what are you going to do tonight, Hemingway?
I'm hosting a satanic orgy on the Love Bus. Just me and a few close friends. Wine, procreation, bacchanalian dancing. Shame I didn't know about this, Rachel. We could have combined events.
She looks perplexed.
Will I be able to assist you in theatre?
No.
But you are my mentor?
Yes.
And did you...
No.
I didn't even finish the question.
Why don't you take a break?
I've only been here for 20 minutes.
Why don't you take a break anyway?
I want to pace myself. It's going to be a long night.
You're telling me.
Will there be other F1s working with you, or is it just me?
That is Dr. Valentine. He's going to be looking after you tonight.
I had hoped to shadow you.
Well, we're going to have to save that treat for another time. Dr. Valentine will be able to answer all of your, no doubt, extensive questions. They don't call him the professor for nothing.
Oliver.
Tara Lou, I'm in UF1.
I can see you two are going to get along famously.
Page me if there are any problems.
Where will you be?
Anywhere but here.
So, first day in the real world. Are you scared?
No.
You should be.
I spent 5 years at med school. I haven't just wandered in off the streets. They taught us what to expect. Even the rubbish coffee.
Dr. Valentine.
Hello.
Taking a call.
OK, thank you. Paige, Miss Naylor, get the on-call staff in.
What's happened? Is it serious?
Yes, it's serious.
Chantelle is sitting at the nurse's station on Keller. She checks her watch, and then the clock on the wall. It's a minute or so to 10 p.m. She helps herself to a sweet from a plastic box, then checks her watch again. It's 10 o'clock. She hurriedly packs her bag.
Not late, am I?
No.
You in a hurry?
I'm going to Rachel's thing. Lucky you. I want to get there before she gets too tipsy.
Then you're about 5 hours too late. Oh, before you go, good news.
You've won the lottery.
I paid the deposit on the flat. Wow. The whole deposit? Yeah. You did put your money into my account.
Not exactly.
Chantal!
I didn't know you were going to pay it so soon.
Well, you're not getting cold feet, are you?
Of course not. Living together is going to be such a laugh. I can't wait.
You're sure?
I'll pay it in tomorrow. I better.
Shore leave is cancelled.
What?
Got a Maid Jax coming in.
OK, get her into bed 7. We will assess her later.
On AAU, Eddie is organising the incoming patients.
He can't wait. I'm going to have to take him into theatre.
Right, we've got 3 more on their way up. A duodenal rupture, a crushed pelvis and a femoral fracture.
Where's Luke?
I don't know. He should be here by now.
Push more fluids.
Walking to another patient.
Are we OK for nurses?
A couple of them have been out drinking, so they can't come in, but it's the doctors that I'm worried about.
Get hold of Luke. More Oneg, I'll check on theatre space.
Eddie makes a call, but Luke's mobile rings on the desk next to her.
Has he got a landline?
He hasn't even got a house.
I need to get into theatre.
Do you want me to go and find him?
You know where he is?
Yeah, he's not far. I can get back before we get swamped.
OK, do it.
OK.
Shaking her head, Eddie grabs her jacket and hurries out. Now, Tara makes her way through Darwin as Jack breezes in with Oliver.
How are the electives?
Everyone who hasn't started treatment's being sent home. Families are on their way.
What can I do? I need somewhere to put the discharge patients.
I've assigned lecture theatre 2. Relatives can pick them up from there.
Do we have numbers?
Yes, 71 confirmed casualties, the majority passengers on the coach, 5 fatalities, although emergency services are still working, so that number's likely to increase.
Okay.
I think we'll treat this as a Majax until we're sure we're on top of things. How is your staffing situation?
Mr. Hope's on his way in, so I'll handle surgery with him, and Dr. Valentine can take care of things on the ward.
Very good.
And there's me. Tara Lear, F1.
I'm sure your help will be invaluable, Dr. Lowe.
Dr. Lowe? Can you send all discharged patients down to Lecture Theatre 2 to wait for their families, please?
Isn't that a job for the nurses?
It's on the second floor.
Outside, on the edge of the car park, Eddie makes her way to a camper van, half hidden behind some hedges and trees. It seems to be uninhabited. Looking through the window, there's a board game set up.
If you're in there doing something weird in the dark, then I'm not bothered.
OK? We really need your help.
What are you doing? That's private property.
I'm looking for Mr. Hemingway.
Mr. H.M. Backett.
Or do you know where I might find him? There's been a serious accident. I really need to find him.
That's what phones are for.
Yeah, well, he left his on the ward.
Well, he sometimes goes to his laboratory before he comes back here.
His laboratory.
Waiting for the lift.
Did you find it okay?
It's not brain surgery.
It's still important.
What should I do now?
Check in with the nurses. I'm sure they could use a spare pair of hands.
I'm a doctor.
On your first day.
Maybe I should ask Miss Naylor if there's anything she'd like me to do.
No. I've cleared bay 3 for you.
Good. Right, call transfusion services. We're going to need extra O negative. Any time you like, it's not like it's urgent or anything.
Eddie strides down a corridor in the basement. In a room marked wet lab, Luke is taking a blood sample from his own arm. Eddie walks into the adjoining room and looks on with surprise. He doesn't notice her, engrossed in his work.
There's been a Majax. We've been trying to contact you.
He's disinterested.
Look, there's only Alex left upstairs, but she's got to go into theatre.
What's the Majax?
RTA on a dual carriageway. Happened at an intersection.
He transfers the blood into a test tube.
A coach crossed the central reservation and ended up getting hit by both sets of traffic, so there are lots and lots of casualties.
Okay.
On Keller.
Hiya.
Where am I?
Keller Ward.
These ceilings all look the same.
When can I get out of here?
You'll have to wait for the doctor to see you.
I've really got to be somewhere.
Is there anyone you want me to call?
The doctor would be nice. Is it serious?
The doctor will be able to tell you more.
Why am I strapped down? Am I a prisoner?
Oh, no, we have to be super careful with back injuries.
Kinda hope you're careful with all injuries.
We are.
I'm just kidding. So, how long's the doc gonna be?
I'll see if I can find anything out for you.
He's not a CT patient. He shouldn't be on a CT ward, should he?
Can I help you?
Yeah, okay, bye.
The injured man wanders around Darwin.
Tara, what's going on?
He just came up in the lift. He's obviously hurt. Shall I check him over?
Sit him down, find out what he wants, check he's okay.
Right away. Can I help you?
You a doctor?
Yes.
Where is she? I need to find her.
Who are you looking for?
My wife, they said she'd be here.
Come sit down and I'll find out where she is for
who
you.
Who are you?
My name's Dr. Lowe and I'm going to take good care of you.
Is he there?
I can't see it. Sorry, must have been dropped when you changed wards.
My wife's going to kill me if I've lost it.
I'm sure she'll understand.
I wouldn't count on it.
Is she on her way in?
No, I haven't called her.
Well, won't she be worried when you're not at home?
No, I was heading off on a business trip, so she wasn't expecting me back. I'll just get a cab back when we're done here. Break the news to her when she can see I'm still breathing.
How's your arm?
Aren't you meant to tell me?
The doctor is meant to tell you.
Ah, and I guess he's busy.
I'm afraid so.
Well, he doesn't look very busy.
Well, a lot of his process is internal.
Yes. Look, I know I have to wait for your mad genius colleague to come back and look at my arm.
Well, I never said he was a genius.
Have you got any idea how long I'll be here?
I'm afraid not.
Name?
Susan. Is she here?
Is Susan your wife? I will find out for you, but first, can you tell me your name?
George McClear.
Date of birth?
21.
Of?
January.
Can you please sit down again, Mr. McClear? Were you in the accident? There was a car accident. Were you involved?
Don't know.
Were you travelling in the car with your wife?
Yes.
So you do remember that?
She was driving. Look, can I go? I just need to find her.
Look, please just sit down and wait here. I will find out for you. Can you do that?
Yes.
Sitting back down, George looks confused. Oliver's with a patient.
I've done an assessment.
Wait. Will you excuse me for a moment while I talk to my colleague?
Thank you.
Taking Tara to one side.
What?
My patient has concussion. We should give him an X-ray and CT scan to check there's no serious damage.
Ask the nurses to sort it out. Why is he wandering around?
Well, he was taken to ED from the crash site. He hasn't been discharged or treated. I checked.
What's he doing on Darwin?
Looking for his wife. I think he just got out and walked out of ED to try and find her. She's being transferred here, but it's having scans done at the moment. I recommend...
Leave him here. There's no point separating them.
Well, that's what I was going to recommend.
Has he got any other injuries?
There's moderate bruising on the left side of his head, which could indicate brain contusion or fracture of the skull.
Sort out the scans and patch him up.
I'm on it.
Oliver seems a little irritated as she hurries away. Chantelle is at the nurse's station as a patient is rushed through to Keller.
Oh, thanks. Just had a message on my phone from the bank. They've blocked the payment for the deposit.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Well, just make sure you put it in tomorrow and I'll phone them and explain there was a mix-up.
Yeah.
You haven't got it, have you?
I've just had a lot of essential expenses recently, but don't worry, I'll sort it somehow.
Oh, you better or we'll lose the flat.
Nurse!
I'll go.
Nurse, are you there?
It's Chantelle.
Lovely name.
Thank you.
Guess there's no sign of the doc?
Sorry.
Can you do me a favour, then?
Sure.
Is my phone there? Can you hold it for me?
Sure. Who do you want me to dial?
Martin Red Lion. It's the pub I met him in. He's not an actual lion. Hey, it's me. Yeah, of course I'm coming. I've just been held up. Traffic's murder. Looks like something's happened. I've got that red dress on, the one I was wearing on Shaz's hen night.
Oh, I remember that one, yeah.
Well, get the tequilas lined up. Reckon I'll be about another hour?
All right, see you then.
Can't wait.
Me too.
You should have told him what's happened.
Don't want to put a dampener on things.
You do know you won't be out of here in an hour.
We'll see.
She's clutching onto her red dress. Eddie's taking a patient's pulse when she spots the security guard loitering in the office.
Can I help you?
Oh, is Mr. H up here?
Oh, I didn't recognise you in the light.
It's one of my old lines, eh?
I can see if he's available. What do you need to see him about?
He'll know.
Okay.
Eddie finds Luke in another office.
I've got a visitor.
Who is it?
A security guard.
Luke looks up and approaches the guard.
Evening, Mr. H.
Roy.
Wondered if you could spare a minute.
Not now. I'll come and find you.
Right, you are. Just got a little something I need to talk to you about.
Later.
Eddie stops Luke from getting away.
Friend of yours?
Just a bloke I know.
You don't know any blokes?
Got an arrangement, that's all.
Oh, yeah?
He keeps an eye on my van for me.
What does he get out of it?
I let him take whatever he wants from the pharmacy at night. Pills, needles, whatever he thinks he can sell. Please don't tell anyone.
There we go, all done.
Susan!
A woman on a gurney.
What's happened to you?
What have they done to you?
Susan McClear, admitted to ED at 22.
She's going to be all right.
Admitted due to penetrating trauma to the chest. Right, you leave and take him with you, please. Come on, Mr. McClear, I'll take you for your X-ray.
I'm not going anywhere.
You need to have it done. It's important we eliminate the possibility.
I need to be by her side.
And I need room to treat her, and you're in the way. Leave.
Susan has a shard of glass stuck in her chest. Tara leads George away.
I called ED, by the way. They haven't seen your wedding ring. You sure you left it at the hospital?
Yeah, of course.
It's just that some patients find that it accidentally slipped off before they got here, especially when they're away on business. I'm sorry the doctor hasn't seen you yet. I'm sure I'll get round to you.
He left.
What?
A couple of minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, he had a patient he had to go and see.
Guess neither of us are very good at lying. What am I going to tell her?
I'm afraid that kind of advice isn't part of the service.
The man, Tim, looks despondent. Outside, Luke finds Roy sitting on some metal stairs having a cigarette.
How did I know I'd find you here?
Got to have something to get me through the night.
Do you actually have a job?
They gave me a uniform, didn't they? Didn't show up earlier.
I was called back to work.
A nurse was outside your van. Said you were probably splitting the atom.
You told her where to find me.
Was that wrong?
I go there to work, Roy. I don't want people sticking their noses in, distracting me.
She's all right, whatever you say. Easy in the eye, too.
Why did you come to the ward?
It's my back. I've given me jip.
I've never known anyone get as much jip as you. I'm not even sure what jip is.
Can you give me an MOT, boss?
It's a ward full of patients, Roy.
Don't believe me, eh?
Just don't have the time. Okay? Later.
I tried to see her this afternoon. makes a birthday.
Yeah.
I went there. Got right to the door this time.
You didn't go in?
I couldn't. I wanted to. I couldn't.
Luke takes his phone out of his pocket.
Wait in the van. Talk when I get back. Might be a few hours, though.
No, I'm all right. Tough as all boots, me. Go on, get going.
When Luke's gone, Roy puts his thin, hand-rolled cigarette back into his mouth, as if he's about to light it. An ambulance arrives at Holby, and on a corridor at Darwin, Tara's with George.
Take a seat here. I found out what's going on.
Top priority is a ruptured aorta, but I need you to assist on a transection.
Right, no problem.
Great. What? Mr. McClear would like to know how his wife's doing. He's upset.
He's in a hospital. Everyone's upset. Tell him that she's stable, but keep him away from her until she's been into theatre.
When will that be?
Later.
Elliot Hope.
I know. I read several of your articles when I found out I'd be doing my rotation here. Oh. Tara Lowe, F1. Pleased to meet you.
You know, you can scrub in and I'll be there in a minute.
Yes, yes, of course. Welcome to Darwin, Dr. Lowe.
Is there anything else you want me to do?
Yeah, stop talking.
Okay, Mr. McClear, I've asked about your wife and she's stable.
I want to see her.
I'm afraid that's not possible just yet.
Why not?
The doctors need space to work.
She's all alone in there. She needs me.
I will make sure you can sit with her as soon as things are under control.
I thought you said she was stable.
She is.
Tara, have you got a minute? I could use a hand.
It's going to be okay, Mr. McClear. Just sit here and I'll come see you as soon as there's any news.
Oliver's dabbing the area around the shard.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to hold this glass steady. I don't want it shifting and puncturing anything else.
No problem.
You sure you're up for this?
Yeah.
Chantelle's patient, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey.
Got a present for you.
Hello, I'm Mr. Hamilton.
What are you, the stripper?
I'm the doctor.
So what's the score, Doc?
Your x-rays and CT scan are encouraging, but I need to do a full neurological examination of your lower limbs.
Kinky.
You do understand you had a serious injury?
Yeah, it had crossed my mind.
Well, it's important we make sure you won't do any further damage before you try and move.
Listen, I'm just sick of staring at this ceiling. Just do your thing so I can get away, will
you? I'm afraid you won't be going anywhere tonight.
No.
Sorry.
What if I make a break for it?
Well, I'd like to see you try. Actually, I wouldn't like to see you try. Please don't try.
Lisa was meant to be meeting a special friend tonight.
I see. Can't you get them to come and sit with you? Not very romantic, I know, but...
He doesn't know about the accident yet.
Are you OK for me to get started on the examination?
Yeah, whatever.
I'll be back in a moment. If you need anything, just shout. Listen, about...
Not now.
The lakey walks off.
OK, you ready?
Got it.
Good. Hold it steady.
Tara's holding on to the main shard as Oliver picks pieces of glass out of the wound.
You're doing good. Just keep it steady.
She recoils a little.
It's okay. It's just normal.
Suddenly, she faints, taking the shard with her.
Nurse! We've got a cut in the intercostal artery. Clip, please.
He checks the monitor.
Pneumothorax. Get me a chest drain.
Out the way.
Let me help.
No.
What have you done?
What's wrong with her?
Just try and stay calm and let them do their work.
What's he doing?
Your wife has a pneumothorax. It's a collection of... Don't worry. It can be treated.
Can you do this somewhere else, please?
Sorry. Come on.
No.
Drain, please.
George stands over the bed as Oliver works. He inserts the drainage tube into Susan's side.
Okay, it's in.
Tara checks the collection bottle to see air bubbles emerging from the liquid.
That's good. It means it's working.
Okay, she's stable. Let's clean up in here. Swabs.
Thank you.
Tara picks up one of the pieces of shard from the floor and takes a deep breath.
I'm just going to test your leg for pressure on the nerve.
Do you get off on this?
Just one more.
Hello.
Hey.
Well done, Lisa. That was very encouraging.
So, I'm OK. I can go.
I'm afraid not. There's still more tests we need to run, just to be on the safe side.
Don't worry.
What else have you got to do?
You need an MRI scan.
Why? What's wrong with me?
There's nothing to worry about.
You didn't say I'd need one before.
It's just routine.
There's something wrong with me, isn't there? Why won't you just tell me?
We're not hiding anything.
I could die lying here waiting for more of your stupid tests.
That's not true. Just try and relax.
Relax.
Please keep still.
I have to get out of this place.
Please, Lisa, if your back is hurt, you'll make it a lot worse.
I don't want to stay here.
I'll give you something to help you relax.
No.
Look, it'll help.
Please, you can't.
Why?
Because
what?
I don't want to die a virgin.
Dan and Chantel look down at her with embarrassed surprise.
I'll just go and organise that scan.
Eddie and another nurse are making a bed when Roy appears, looking out of breath. She goes over to him.
You all right?
Just a bit out of puff.
Luke's in theatre.
Oh.
Can I help?
No, I'll be okay, love.
Do you want to tell me?
It's just my back giving me hell. But also...
What? Well, have you seen a doctor?
Well, Mr. H usually gives me the once-over when I'm feeling off colour.
Well, have you seen Mr. Hemingway about this?
No, he said he didn't have time tonight.
Come on. Let's get you checked out.
No, I don't want to cause trouble.
It's all right. Anything for a friend of Mr. Hemingway?
Thank you, love.
It's embarrassing. No one gets to my age without having done it.
That's not true.
How many others do you know? See?
There's no point rushing. When you find the right man, you'll have your whole life to... practice. Does he know?
Are you kidding me? Of course he doesn't. I'd managed to keep putting him off until I was sure he was the one. Playing hard to get. He loved it, weirdo. I was hoping to spend the night on my back, but this wasn't quite what I had in mind.
You should tell him you're not coming.
I can't. He'll go off me.
Tell him the truth. If he loves you, he'll want to be here for you.
You reckon?
We're going to take you down for your MRI.
OK.
Call him before you go. You might be in there a while and he'll be waiting.
He's going to find out sooner or later.
You do it.
Oh. I don't think I...
Please.
OK.
Make me sound heroic.
AAU.
So, do I get a meal?
It's midnight, Roy. No one gets a meal.
Shame.
Do you want me to call your boss and tell him you're not able to work?
No point in worrying him. We'll leave the meter running for now, eh?
You are actually ill, right? Well, I'll get one of the doctors to see you as soon as they can.
Well, it has to be Mr. H.
Why?
He's a good lad. He'll see me right.
I don't know how long he's going to be in theatre.
I don't trust any of the others. But I know he'll tell it to me straight.
Give me a finger. So, how do you know him?
He's a night owl like me. Likes working when there's no one else around. And he asked me if I'd keep an eye on his van.
Is that all?
Oh, we play Scrabble together.
Scrabble?
A couple of times a week.
Never really had him down as a board game type.
I think he did it just to humour me.
Well, I never had him down as a humouring type either.
He's having a rough ride. My little girl... I say little. She's 32. Mr. H looked out for us. He still does. World would be a better place with a few more like him.
I'll get you something for your pain, okay? And hopefully, Luke shouldn't be too long.
Bless you.
Hey, you seen Tara, the new F1?
Yeah, she's in the storeroom.
In the storeroom?
Tara?
She's hiding behind some shelves.
The nurse asked me to get some.
Put it down. Do you need to go home?
No.
Look, I know you're trying to impress us.
I won't make any more mistakes.
Yeah, it's saying things like that that worries me.
You can't send me home on my first day.
We couldn't have known that there'd be a Majax today. I think you should. Go home, have some rest. Come back when it's quieter.
You're short-staffed. I can help.
Yeah, you didn't help, Tara. Why did you faint?
I don't know. The blood.
You get a lot of that in hospitals.
I wish someone had told me.
All right.
Really?
If you're sure you're better.
I'm ready for anything. Yes.
Okay, let's get back to work.
No one's been over Mr. McClear's scans with him yet.
Well, go and fetch them and we'll go and talk to him.
You want me there?
He's your patient.
I nearly killed his wife.
Best let me do the talking then.
Yeah, she's okay, but she's gonna have to stay in hospital overnight. No, there's no chance of her being able to come to yours. She's on Keller Ward at Holby City Hospital. I'll tell her you're coming. Sorry to ruin your evening. Bye. Flakes, wait. This is silly. We're friends. I'll get the money.
You said you had it.
I did, but...
But?
Well, the girls needed the money for the holiday, so I gave it to them and I forgot that...
Holiday?
Yeah. Ibiza. I must have told you.
So, you going to Ibiza for a fortnight is more important than living with me?
Oh, it's not like that.
Then what is it like? They said I was an idiot for wanting to live with you. They said you were nothing but a dumb airhead.
Who said?
Thanks for helping. How are things out here?
It's under control.
Good.
What? He's got pains in his back and his abdomen.
So you just admitted him?
What do you expect me to do is just chuck him out on the street?
He's a bit of a hypochondriac.
He's not faking.
Did I miss a page?
They're friends.
Okay.
Apparently, they while away the winter hours playing Scrabble together.
Maybe it's naked Scrabble. Okay, I'm going to take the duodenal rupture into theatre.
Yeah.
Have you got notes?
Oliver's now with the McClears.
So the scans don't show any obvious complications from the concussion. How are you feeling now?
A bit better.
When he first came to the ward, Mr. McClear couldn't remember the accident.
And now?
Fragments.
OK, we'll need to keep an eye on you. Just let us know if you're feeling dizzy or nauseous.
Did you do it? Pull out the glass?
There was an incident.
Was it you?
Yes. It was an accident, but I'm sorry.
At least she hasn't got that thing sticking out of her chest anymore.
Removing the glass didn't cause any further damage. It also means that your wife may not need to go into theatre.
Thank you.
Tara, can you check and change Mrs. McClear's blood bag for me, please? Thank you. Excuse me. It's okay, just take it slowly. You're in hospital. You've been in an accident.
Don't worry, I'll look after you.
She's going to be fine. Just make sure she gets her rest. I'll leave you two alone for a bit. Thank you.
Okay. I'm here for you. Just like I've always been. We're going to get through this. And when you get back home, everything's going to be just like it used to be. You and me together. We are going to be so happy.
As she comes to, Susan pulls her hand away from her husband and frowns. Tara arrives with a new blood bag.
Right, does it hurt when I press here?
It does when you poke it like that. I only wanted to see her for a few minutes because I could feel it were getting worse. I didn't know she was going to put me in a bed.
It's one thing coming to see me, Roy. It's another wasting my colleagues' time, especially when there's a Majax on.
Sorry. Next time I'll go and die quietly in a corner.
You say you've had backache?
Like I were an old man. I'm not kidding. This time it's for real.
You say that every time, Roy. There's never once been anything wrong with you.
So why do you keep checking?
Because I'm a doctor. It's what we do.
It's not because you feel guilty?
No.
Good. Because you did more for her than any of the others. Wish we'd met you earlier. Things might have worked out differently.
You know, she was always going to get worse. Less responsive.
At least you didn't pretend that everything were going to be fine. And you treated her with dignity.
Have you eaten anything unusual, is it?
Well, they got that new Czech chef in the staff canteen. Everything's unusual. Oh, no. Oh.
Nurse McKee? All right. Nurse McKee?
Oh.
What is it?
Ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm. We need to get him into theatre. Mm.
Alex has just gone back in. There aren't any scrub nurses.
There are now.
Elliot's closing up. Any problems out here?
A few sticky moments, but we've got them under control.
It's Susan.
What's happening to her?
Checking the blood bag.
The valve's not open properly. Which idiot set this up?
No.
Valentine, Page Theatre. Then scrubbing, I'm going to need assistance. You don't go near another human being until I am back. Are we clear?
Tara looks confused. Roy's on his way into theatre.
So what are the chances?
You're in good hands.
Yes, you're straight with Amy when everyone else would have lied to me. You could be straight with me.
10%.
I'll die.
But you'll live.
Yeah, that is straight.
I can do this, Roy.
Still, you've got a 90% chance of finishing me off. Am I allowed a last request?
Sounds like you're doubting my abilities.
Go and see my Amy. I know she won't realise you're there, but do it for me. Will this hurt?
I tell you what, because it's you, we'll use an anaesthetic. Don't say I never give you anything.
Eddie's scrubbing in.
Let's get to work.
She looks round at him as he sets about scrubbing his hands at the sink next to hers. Susan is in theatre, while Oliver and Jack prepare themselves in the adjoining scrub room. Tara comes in.
Out. I'm sure I opened the valve. They taught us what to do at med school. I've been over it so many times.
You actually remember doing it?
Yes, I think.
Is there anything else either of you think I should know about?
We didn't have time earlier. There was an incident.
It was my fault. Well, I guess that solves the mystery of what happened to the massive chunk of glass in the patient's chest. The work experience girl done it.
You better pray she makes it through. There's the inquiry. I'm not taking the flak for you.
Inquiry? Yes, funnily enough, when we go out of our way to kill a patient, somebody usually wants to know why.
Eddie and Luke are working on Roy.
Definitely a ruptured aortic aneurysm. BP's low. Let's get the clamps on. Okay, let's move the bowel out of the way. Slowly, slow, careful. Mind the renal vein. Right, carry on. It's better.
They pull a large organ out of the incision.
I have to move fast. BP's still low. Okay, clamps are on. Let's see if that holds.
Leave our forceps.
Jack is working on Susan.
It's important to see the extent of the damage. Take a look at the tiny branches on the pulmonary veins. They're all bleeding. Triovicral. I'm going to do a continuous suture.
Dr. Lowe? Ms. Naylor?
Yes?
They're standing down, Major status. All the casualties from the crash site now at the hospital. The numbers are manageable.
Okay, thank you.
I'm looking way to allocate flexible resources. Everything under control on Darwin?
Of course. Mr. Hope and I have dealt with the urgent theatre cases. Most of the rest of the team have performed well under the circumstances.
Most?
Yeah, just a few teething issues. But don't worry, I'll deal with the dead wood.
Very well, Miss Taylor.
Jack's words sting Tara as Hanson leaves the room. Lisa's being wheeled along on a gurney.
Martin?
It's me.
Did you call him?
Yeah.
He's not coming.
Yeah, he is. He asked which ward you're on. The dual carriageway's closed off because of the accident, so I was taking a while to get through.
Hello again. How was it?
Change of scenery.
Well, see if your results have come in.
Is he reading the stuff?
Yeah.
It's good news, Lisa. It's just a soft tissue injury. Bit of bruising. No serious damage. You'll have to stay in overnight so we can keep an eye on you, but we can release you from your shackles.
Thank you. Is my phone there? I'll text him.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks. Better look a right state.
Do you want to borrow some Liffey?
Oh, thanks.
Jack pours water into an incision.
No bubbles. Good. Suction? 28 French drain.
Oliver assists in the operation.
OK.
Oxygen sat's down to 60.
What's happening? How is she?
She's fine.
Why were you in there?
I'm a junior doctor. I have to watch operations.
What, even when it's your fault?
I need to go.
She should be all right, though, yeah?
Excuse me.
There's something wrong in there!
Don't. No.
An anaesthetist adjusts Roy's breathing tube.
It's not holding. The aorta wall's too diseased. I'm going to buttress suture the top end of the anastomosis. It's hot in here. Is the air conditioning on?
Yeah.
I said it's hot in here. Is the air conditioning on?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, just the person. Give us a minute. So, how are you finding things?
I've just been watching Miss Neal in theatre.
Right, how was that? My sympathies. The reality of it all can seem a little blunt at first. For what it's worth, you do get used to it. Though I sometimes wonder whether that's a good thing or not. I have some histories here I need writing up.
Sure.
Not very exciting, I'm afraid.
That's fine, really.
Right, OK. Thank you.
Elliot rests a hand on her shoulder. Then Tim approaches her.
Excuse me.
Can I help?
The woman who was in that bed, is she all right?
Are you a relative?
I was in the car with her.
You must have the wrong person.
It was Susan McClear.
She was in the car with her husband.
Did she tell you that?
No, he did.
Oh, he was following us.
Why? Oh, the two of you.
Oh. He must have found out. Now, how is she?
She's in theatre. It's serious.
Thank you.
Tara storms back up the stairs, finding George.
You closed the valve. I didn't mess it up. It was you. You could have killed her.
She walks right up to him.
All I'm worried about is my career. I've worked hard to be here, and I won't let you ruin that.
If anyone asks, I'll tell him what I saw. You fumbling about, struggling to change the bag.
Luke scrubs, as splattered with blood as he struggles with the procedure.
Still not holding.
He studies Roy's face.
Right, I'm going to go get Alex.
No.
You should be operating on a friend.
Wait, please. I can do this. There's just not enough air in here.
Eddie watches with confusion as he goes to the side of the theatre, slips off his shoes and does some deep breathing exercises while she stands there waiting for him. He returns in his socks.
I was just feeling a little stifled.
Suction. Suction. Good.
Any news?
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you speak to him in the morning? Maybe you...
Just give it a rest, will you?
Sorry.
Stop making excuses for him. He's a grown-up, for God's sake.
I'm just trying to help.
You let me down. That's all that's important.
Try and get some sleep.
Lisa throws down the red dress with anger. It's 3 a.m. and Aleki is still ignoring Chantel.
Claire?
Jack comes out of theatre with Oliver to find George waiting for them.
I'll take care of this. The procedure was successful. It'll take her a while to recover, but she'll be all right.
I thought I'd lost her.
We're going to have her transferred to ITU so we can monitor her closely. Why don't you get a coffee? You look like you need it.
Oliver goes into the staff room to find Tara in her own clothes, getting ready to go home.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
You can't go.
I don't want this anymore.
If that was true, you wouldn't have got through med school.
I wanted to save lives, make a difference. I bet everyone says that.
If they didn't, I'd be worried. Look, go home, have some rest, come back fresh. Nobody wants you to quit.
I'd rather quit before Miss Nina sacks me.
She's not going to sack you. Her bark is worse than her... OK, her bite is pretty bad, but... It's your first day, she'll have you back.
She thinks I almost killed someone. Twice.
Occupational hazard.
Not a joke.
Everyone makes mistakes.
I don't.
Look, you can't just start a new career every time you mess up.
Watch me.
Don't you want to know if she survived? Mrs. McClear. She's fine. Ms. Naylor saved her.
And if she hadn't?
But she did.
I thought...
What?
I was watching. The alarms went off.
They do that. Stick around and you'll find out what to do about it.
Why do you care?
I've been there. I know what you're going through.
I don't believe that.
I've screwed up in ways you couldn't even dream of. Been given more second chances than anyone deserves.
I appreciate it. I really do. But I don't want this anymore. I can't do it. Now let me go.
She leaves. Tim is waiting at the lifts, and when the doors open...
George.
They hold each other's gaze for a moment, then make their way to the exit together.
Well, how is she?
Let's hope she'll recover. She'll be all right.
Good. How did you know?
I saw you talking at the Christmas parties. She was laughing. I laughed like that for a long time.
Have you been following us since then?
Nah. Just tonight. Yeah. Do you love her?
I have a family. Maybe we both had a bit of a wake-up call tonight, yeah? Look, it wasn't anything, what we had between us. It was just a bit of fun. Susan wasn't happy. Talk to her, George.
As Tara comes out of the lift, George collapses outside.
Mr. McClear! Crash team!
Roy is wheeled out of theatre as Luke and Eddie clean up in the scrub room.
Well done.
Thank you.
Would it kill you to smile for once? You just saved your friend. I mean, surely that deserves at least a gentle grin.
I better go and check on him.
It was hot in there. I'm going to call maintenance, ask them to check the air conditioning. I mean, we're really expected to work in those conditions.
Thank you.
I'm just doing my job. Luke?
Mm-hmm?
Nice socks.
They're odd. To Tara.
CT's come back. Looks like Mr. McClear must have had more of a knock than we thought. But he'll be fine.
It was my fault.
How do you figure that?
He was my patient. I knew he had concussion. I should have kept an eye on him.
You ran the scans. There were no complications. Did he say he was feeling any worse?
No.
Then cut yourself some slack. You did good. You saved a life. I thought you said that's what you're in this for. How does it feel?
I don't know. I don't feel anything. No fireworks. Is this what it's always like?
Honestly?
Honestly.
Most of the time... Yeah.
So what do I do?
Come back another day. It's your choice.
She turns and looks with concern out of the window. George is leaning on the end of Susan's bed, staring at her, a cannula in the back of his hand. Susan's still unconscious as Tara lets herself in and stands beside him. She throws him a nervous, sideways glance.
They said you wanted to see me.
You saved my life.
You were choking on your tongue. I just cleared an airway and got help. Girl Scout could have done it.
You could have left me.
I'm a doctor. It's not what we do.
Are you in trouble?
Maybe. Yes, they still think I messed up the valve.
I'm sorry. If they ask me what I saw, I'll tell them that you did your job properly.
Thank you. You really love her, don't you?
More than anything.
So how could you do that to her?
I didn't think it'd be so serious. I just wanted to make her need me, so I could be there to look after her.
You wanted to make sure she'd need someone to look after her?
Well, if we had time together, we could sort things out. Get back to how we used to be.
I overheard an interesting conversation when I was getting cleaned up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some of the theatre staff were joking, saying Mr. Hemingway took his shoes off in theatre. Is there anything I should know?
Not he just got blood on them and he had to take them off because they were slippery.
Ah, right. Well, just as long as there isn't a problem.
No, nothing out of the ordinary.
On a digital patient board behind them, Roy's name is flashing. Eddie and Alex rush into his room. On Keller, Aleki is at the nurse's station when Chantel comes up behind her.
I'm going home now. I'll sort the money as soon as I get in. Make sure we don't lose the flat.
Are you going to cancel the holiday?
You'll have the money by lunchtime.
Not sure I want to live with you now.
Aleki gives in and smiles.
Night. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes?
Can I have a word?
Yes.
You know how we're only allowed to do a certain number of shifts per week?
Yes.
Is there a way around that?
Well, you have to speak to HR. Why?
Oh, no reason.
Thanks for your help tonight.
Night.
Eddie meets Luke in a corridor, and when he notices her grave expression, he rushes past her to Roy's room. He finds his friend lying still, free of tubes, and eyes closed.
His heart gave out. Alex tried to resuscitate him, but... I'm so sorry.
Without a word, Luke strides out again. George strokes Susan's hair and plants a kiss on her forehead. Looking down at her sadly.
Be happy.
Slowly, he makes his way from the room, letting the door close behind him. Eddie finds Luke in the semi-darkness of his lab, writing some notes.
Hey. I thought if you really aren't going to sleep, you might like one of these.
She places a mug on the counter next to him. He looks up at her for a long moment, then turns his attention back to his paperwork. Tara steps into the lift, and just as the doors are about to close, Oliver puts his arm out to stop them.
See you tomorrow, Dr. Lowe.
See you tomorrow, Dr. Valentine.
When the doors open on the ground floor, a bright burst of daylight floods her face, and people mill about in reception. With a hint of a smile, she leaves the hospital and heads out confidently into the morning.